Welcome back. This is episode 3. We are in week 3 of the SFL season. I am the goat. In the background are goat children. If you hear cuts, scissor shears, that is the first lady taking care of the goat. I'm 2-0. Of course. I'm playing the Jayhawk, who is the defending stud, who is 2-0 as well. I did a little bit of snafu and played Keenan Cole on Thursday night, so I'm a little behind. My usual average is around 270, 265 a game. And right now I'm averaging around 250 a game. I don't have George Kittle. My defense is dominant. And I have no offensive flex. So I'm actually probably the underdog this go around. And the Jayhawk has beat me 3 in a row. His first 3 wins against me. He's trying to make it 4. It's not going to happen. Fantasy gods are on my side this year, as they are every year. So, while he remains cocky and confident and looking on to week 4, he's going to be caught sleeping with his pants down. Do you sleep with your pants down? I mean, I sleep with my pants up. I sleep with my pants on. Oh, yeah. So the first lady sleeps without pants. Also, from episode 2, we had our special guest speaker, the Chief, who is unsurprisingly 0-2. We have the foreigner who can't seem to find the right country to land his feet on. 0-2. And with my surprise pick, Dark Horse, of making his first playoff appearance in the SFL, the chef is 2-0 on his way to making that 3-0 start. Wall Street pulled out a surprise victory with less than a point, and it remains undefeated as well. The season is definitely unpredictable. The wide receivers are not consistent. At least my team's not. But I trust in the fantasy gods. I trust they'll take care of me. And I trust I will gain another victory. So until next week, here's the goat signing out. And the Jayhawk sucks.